The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. 38% of Americans listen to podcasts to help improve their mood. That's according to new research from Deezer. The music and podcast streaming company found that Americans are three times as likely to use podcasts to combat loneliness compared to some European countries. An update from Anchor following our story yesterday that Anchor could automatically delete your account without warning. Anchor say that they do not have an algorithm that automatically deletes duplicates. Instead, the company uses a combination of automated and human-detected signals to assess potential infringements. And they tell PodNews that podcasts are always elevated to a human before any action is taken. In the case we reported on, the podcast had, quote, similar content to the Libsyn-hosted Spotify listing. Veritone One has subscribed to Nielsen's podcast buying power service. They'll have access to podcast insights spanning 18 genres and over 150 individual podcast titles. Bubba the Love Sponge, a radio personality in the US, has launched the Bubba Army podcast, which is to be repped by Crossover Media Group Sales. Bubba calls it a guest-driven podcast that's fresh, current, relevant, and will become a daily destination for folks who want to have a little fun. iHeartRadio and Shondaland Media have announced new podcasts with more on the way. Shondaland Media is founded by award-winning TV writer and producer Shonda Rhimes. A new app, Shuffle, looks interesting, promising to let you swipe for the top podcast highlights. Staticast is a new simple static podcast website generator. If your idea of simple uses Composer and Markdown, that is. Now, one in five creative jobs are expected to be lost during this pandemic. Diversity podcast Greater Than 11% is marking 20,000 downloads with a crowdfunding effort to raise £20,000 for small grants for those in need of support. And thank you to Buildercast, our latest supporter, which contains all the resources, tutorials, gear and guides you need to build, grow and monetize your podcast. They've helped us improve our caching strategy to make our site even faster. You should be like them at podnews.net/Patreon. And in podcast news, Podcasting Essentials has our editor, James Cridland, that's me, as a guest, talking about what the impact of COVID-19 has been on podcasting. He also discusses the latest news, it says here, how he produces his own daily podcast, that's this one, and has some bold predictions about the year ahead. I wonder what they were. I'm also on Dead Set Podcasting with Josh Liston, mainly talking about radio as well as podcasts if you want another podcast to avoid. Especially I talk about the difference between Australia, the UK and the USA. The Jump is Shirley Manson's music interview podcast. It returns for a new season featuring interviews with influential musicians. The Syndicate is new today from Cumulus Media's Westwood One. It's a true story podcast that follows a multi-state marijuana drug ring's rise and fall. The often forgotten B in the acronym LGBT now has a fresh new voice, according to the Manchester, UK-based producers of Bisexual Brunch. And on the heels of a sponsored sci-fi podcast we featured last week, the newest podcast from BMW is Play Next, a music discovery podcast with UK radio personality Edith Bowman. It features full tracks, which is interesting. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.